Hey, with the storms rolling through, I think I made a big mistake this weekend that I don't want you to make.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Tiffany, how was your weekend?
Great. How was yours?
It was good. I did the Savannah Bananas and stuff, but I also feel like the universe has a way of evening things out. I think I had too much fun. Our power went out on Saturday because of the storms that came through.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah. But it wasn't just the power that went out. So we have some power lines in, basically in our backyard, and the transformer blew at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Have you ever close to one of those things when they blow?
No.
It is the loudest, most terrifying explosion you'll ever hear in your life. It was three. So it woke us both. It woke my wife and I up. My son slept through the whole damn thing, but it woke us up. And then it was like three big bangs in a row. And it was so terrifying. And so our power was gone. We had to call the fire department and then ComEd had to come out and all of that.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Shout out to the guys from ComEd who worked like for hours and hours and hours, and they had our power back on by noon that day, which is wild because they had to replace the whole transformer. So they have machines carrying things up, cutting power lines. It was a wild operation. There's three trucks and probably like, I don't know, eight guys out there.
Wow.
But they were on it, and I was so impressed with the guys from ComEd. So thank you to them.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe they had that fixed so quickly.
Yeah, me either. Especially with how many people had their power out. I felt like I should have tipped them. Do you tip the people from ComEd?
I've never tipped the ComEd guys.
I haven't either.
My Comcast guy for coming out really quickly.
Yeah.
Here's
why I asked, because you know I did offer them water and things like that, but they just kind of did their thing and they're like pros and they've got it all fixed and then they left and I was like, getting your power on feels like a tippable situation.
You tip
for all kinds of things. I tip for people that don't actually do anything. And I was like, these guys got my power back on and that feels tippable to me. I don't know. I don't even know that if that's a thing or not.
I never even thought about that.
All right, real quick, crowdsource it. Do you tip the ComEd guy?
So I do know that they usually get paid a very high hourly wage, which I feel like makes up for it.
Okay.
And then I know you had mentioned, you know, maybe giving like a bottle of water or something like that. I know my mom has done that. So I would say no, just because I know that they still make a pretty good buck from coming out and doing the service.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's not like a lot of the service industry where obviously the salary is lower, so the tips matter. But
exactly.
I didn't know, you know, because sometimes you tip the cable guy, I guess. Sometimes when you tip the cable guy, I feel like that's more of a bribe. You're more like, hey, give me a couple extra channels, right?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Hey, Ted, it's Scotty. Do you tip the power guys or what?
I'm a 134 retired electrician, and what I do is I find out from the foreman on the crew how many guys there are, and I double it and get them donuts and a couple big things of coffee.
Gotcha. Okay, so you kind of hook them up and give them some food and things like that, as opposed to the monetary tip.
Oh, yeah.
Should have ordered some pizza or something.
The boys are coming back.